would like to welcome all of you again as we are gathered together for worship on this first Sunday in July. It has been, for many people, a long holiday weekend. We can kind of see that because our attendance numbers are down. So I'm hoping some people are resting and getting restored and refreshed as they've had a little bit of time to be away from their daily routine. And if that hasn't been the case for you, I hope that this hour will be a time in which we can be rested and restored and refreshed. This morning we're going to be sharing in communion together, and we're also going to be spending a little bit of time talking about how God can use us ordinary people to help serve as those who influence the faith of others. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Ever since I was a little girl, there have been two things that have sort of marked for me the beginning of the month of July. And those two things are fireworks and fireflies. This past Thursday was the 4th of July, and in our neighborhood, we had this incredible fireworks display that one of our neighbors was setting off. And these were not like sparklers or the little fountain things that, you know, you can put on your sidewalk and they have a little trail of sparks that come flying out. These were like professional-grade fireworks, like multiple bursts of color and huge sounds, and they were amazing. They were not much appreciated by the animals in our household because they were very loud, but I will confess that I wandered out to the end of our driveway, and I stood there, and I just stared up at the sky because they were so impressive. Then Friday evening, I wandered outside, and it was a very different scene. There were the fireflies that were just sort of quietly making their way around our backyard, little glows of light blinking on and off, kind of quiet, steady, and serene. And it occurred to me that our ability to influence people in their faith can run this huge spectrum from being like fireworks influencers to firefly like influencers. There are people in this world who have a fireworks type impact on our faith, right? I mean, you think of the Billy Grahams or the Mother Teresas or the Tim Tebows of the world who have an impact on thousands and thousands of people by their witness and example. And they are like fireworks influencers on the faith of others. But I think for more of us, our ability to influence the faith of others is more like fireflies. Kind of quiet, kind of gentle, kind of steady. In the scripture lesson that Jenny read for us this morning, the story of the healing of Naaman, we have some really powerful characters that are part of that story, right? I mean, we have Naaman himself, who is the commander of the entire Syrian army. We have the king of Aram, who is sending him off to be healed. We have the king of Israel, who receives him. We have Elisha, who is one of the greatest prophets of God of all time. These are powerful figures. And yet the hero of the story is a little girl whose name we don't even know, who quietly influences Naaman to travel to Israel to seek healing through the prophet Elisha. She is a firefly-like influencer of faith. Quiet, gentle, steady. As I reflect on my own life, there have been times and occasions where I have encountered people who have had a powerful impact on many, many lives. One of the things I appreciate about our United Methodist denomination is that there is a strong expectation that clergy continue to seek education even after we have finished seminary. And so I am required by our discipline to do continuing education events every year and to go to seminars and try to learn. And I have encountered in those seminars some people who have impacted thousands of lives. Teachers like Adam Hamilton, whose studies we have used in some of our church-wide Advent and Lenten studies, or Mike Slaughter, who was the pastor at Ginghamsburg, or Rachel Billups. These are people who have had firework-like influence. But I also think that some of the most formative influences in my life have been from those Firefly people. Quiet, gentle, steady, but letting their light shine in a way that has helped me draw closer to Christ. As I was working on the sermon, I was reflecting on the churches that I grew up in, churches that were served by my father, and was thinking about some of the people in each of those churches who had an impact on my life. Leona Hoffmaster was an incredible baker, and she was a member of this church, Barrie United Methodist Church, out in the country in central Pennsylvania. It was one of the first churches my father served, teeny tiny congregation, but man, Leona Hoffmaster could bake amazing things. She made the best sticky buns in the entire world. They were made with yeast, and they would rise up, and you could just smell how good they were. And they were just covered in this really gooey, thick syrup. Oh, my goodness. They were phenomenal. I got to enjoy them for a little while, but when I was about 3 years old, my pediatrician decided that I had some food allergies. And so they put me on a very, very restrictive diet. No wheat, no eggs, no dairy. I could have rice and soy milk, and that was pretty much it. It was pretty bland. That year at Easter time, Leona Hoffmaster baked a cake for our family, and she decorated the cake with jelly beans. And I couldn't have any of the cake, but I could eat the jelly beans. And she put them on there specifically for a little girl who was following a restricted diet. And she taught me about the importance of taking an extra step so everybody in our faith family can be included. Her influence on my life was a Firefly influence. There aren't thousands of people that remember the name of Leona Hoffmaster. We left that church, though, when I was 5 years old, and I will never forget her. She was a Firefly influence. The next church that my father served was Faith United Methodist Church. It was a downtown church in the city of Altoona, Pennsylvania. And we were there from the time I was 5 until I turned 13. And when I was in late elementary school and early junior high or middle school, that church had a softball team. And Charlie Brown and Dick Campbell and the other members of the team allowed this awkward, self-conscious, very unsure of herself young girl to play on that team. I didn't even know at the time how many times you could hit a foul ball and it would be a strike or a foul ball. I was very confused about the rules of the game, but they encouraged me. They put up with me. They taught me. They helped me step outside of my comfort zone, and they made me feel like an important part of the team. I'm grateful for that. and I learned from them the importance of helping others step out of their comfort zone and to feel like an important part of the team. Their influence on my life was a firefly influence, but I will never forget Faith United Methodist Church's softball team and our powder blue shirts and the fact that they let this awkward young girl be a part of it. The third church that I was a part of in my growing up years was Trinity United Methodist Church in Roaring Spring, Pennsylvania. These people had the toughest time because I was in my rebellious teenage years. And you wouldn't know it to look at me now. Well, Mike would probably know it. But I was pretty argumentative back then. That's what I said. Mike would know it. He thinks I still am, and he's probably right. I still am. I was pretty argumentative. My high school Sunday school teachers were Paul Adams and Doug Mingle. And we didn't have a Sunday school lesson where I didn't challenge something that they said in class. God bless them for putting up with me. My youth group leaders were Sam Ebersole and Jerry Freeman, and the same thing happened at youth group. They would try and teach a lesson, and this preacher's kid who thought she knew everything would just find something to disagree about. But they stuck with me in spite of it. And when I finally answered the call to ministry, it was those people who stood beside me and affirmed that call and helped to support me and encouraged me to take the next steps. And what they taught me was the importance of loving one another, even if on matters of faith we end up coming to different understandings. We can still be connected in the body of Christ together. They were a firefly witness and influence in my faith life. I think most of us are probably not going to have a fireworks impact on the lives of others, but I think each of us can be like a Leona Hoffmaster or a Charlie Brown or a Dick Campbell or a Sam Ebersole or a Jerry Freeman. Those people who have a quiet, steady influence and allow their light to shine in such a way that it draws us closer to one another and closer to Christ. May we each have that kind of influence. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks and praise for those people who have had an influence on our faith life, whether it has been in bold, impressive ways or quiet and gentle ways. We ask, Lord, that you will work in and through us that we might have an influence on the lives of others. And we pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.